Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, it happened fast. Coach reached out to me and all the staff reached out to me and they were really interested in me. They thought highly of my game and they think I have a lot to offer to this team. And, you know, really enjoyed my years in LA, but coming to a team like, you know, the Ohio State days where you're really living in a football town with an unbelievable fan base, it's really got me excited.
Joey Bosa, we learned some of the details of his contract, which tell a little bit of a story. And, you know, as we try to read what the Bills are doing in an offseason, where they might go in the draft, the Bosa signing might offer some clues. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. A bluebird day. It's cold enough also to say it's like a bluebird day. It's going to be, you know, chilly for the next couple of weeks. It's 30 right now, high today of 42, but sunny.
That means cold too?
I mean, bluebird day
blue.
Is...
When you're blue,
I don't know if it means blue. It's just when you ski and it's sunny outside, you call it Bluebird Day.
Oh, okay.
So is Bluebird Day used in non-skiing context? Possibly. That's where people say it.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've ever heard that phrase before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See if it.
So cold and sunny.
Search it. See if it says skiers say it.
Isn't that in a Christmas song?
Like, yeah,
the term
denoting a period of time characterized by sunny, cloudless weather, typically after a night of snow. After a night of snowfall.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
Christmas song.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, are you thinking of Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder?
Snowmobiles. No, I just remember that being said in like a Christmas song. I feel like.
I believe you.
I don't know. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder is in Zippity Doodah. Anyway.
It's not a patio day.
Debatable.
You're doing it wearing a pretty thick jacket.
Sunny,
right?
And 42
or
in
medium
in the right layer can feel like 65 if you're in the sun.
Right.
It might be one of those days where the real feel in between sun and shade is, you know, 15 degrees.
If you're like me and you have three levels of jackets, I think the second level jacket will be needed though if you're out on the patio.
Who needs the shorts report? We get the Sneaky Joe jacket report.
The jacket report. The thickest jacket, the medium jackets, and then the light jackets.
We're going with Joe Jacket Level 2 Day today.
Yes.
Everybody be aware, Joe Jacket Level 2.
Yes.
Well, anyway, it's nice out. Nice out, but in the 40s. You could golf in it. I think the coldest I've golfed in is 38. You and I played
with
Sal and Bulldog. It was
a
38.
A fall day, and it was very cold.
Yep.
Very cold. Like hand warmer, like football quarterback hand warmer on your stomach. Cold.
Yeah. 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 Well, anyway, you can give us a call on really anything. So on Joey Bosa and his Bills contract, it's interesting that they've done it the way they've done it. When you hear 1 year, $12 million, you might be inclined to think like this drives home the difference between the NHL and the NFL cap. We live in a city with these two teams. These two leagues have caps. They're so different. 1 year, $12 million. That would mean this player's cap hit is $12 million. End of story. That's it. That's how it works. It's a AAV. That is the cap. In the case of Bosa, so his contract is for 1 year, $12 million. But the cap hit this year is 5.3. He gets cash in $12 million. There's bonuses that could hit as well. Mm-hmm. But he's going to get that money, and his bonuses for caponomics, not likely to be earned bonuses. All that means is you hit a number you did not hit last year.
Mm-hmm.
He had five sacks. If he gets six sacks, he probably gets a bonus starting at six and moving forward. But anyway, it's a dead cap next year of $7 million.
Yeah.
So you have a one-year deal for Bosa. If he lights it up and you extend him, that's great. But a dead cap hit of $7 million next season is possible. So if it doesn't go well, that whole low risk, high reward, it's still low risk. And $7 million to me is not a huge number. But, you know, dead cap adds up, and it would eat into their cap next year if it didn't go well, is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, for the Bills to leave themselves with that, Joe, leads me to believe that he is an extension candidate if he stays healthy. And if they like the fit, he, of course, would be an unrestricted free agent. He has no obligation. They don't really have control, but they have incentive to extend him if things go well.
Right. It could. How well does it go, though? Because he's a big name. Mm-hmm. And given that injury has been more the problem in his career rather than production, you know, like he has been on a double-digit sack pace, I think, every year of his career but one, which was last year. You have to do that by pace because some of those seasons he's played like four games or something. So the production's been there. The advanced numbers look pretty good, too. If he comes out and he blows up and the Bills training staff does a better job than... Hey, listen, the Chargers are the franchise in the league you might question for how they keep guys healthy. I don't know that that was a problem for them last year, but haven't they been like often criticized for how their trainers do things? They stabbed Tyrod Taylor in the lung with a needle.
That's a famous
right?
one.
Like I think they got sued for that even. Guys always getting hurt. So Bosa comes in here, and it's a different training staff and a different environment, and he stays healthy, and he has 14 sacks. Like, it goes awesome. They're going to be able to keep him? That's going to be a huge number, probably.
It could be very big.
You talk about a 30-year-old, even at 30, defensive end with incredibly high pedigree, super high draft pick, great production. Now he proved he could stay healthy, and he had a big year. You're going to be – he's going to have a market. He's going to have a lot of market. And that's probably why, for him, he probably only wanted to sign a one-year contract. I would assume rather than take a two-, three-year deal at a lower number, he probably wants to cash out after this year, and that could be here. So I'm open to it going that well. I feel like there's a lot of middle ground, though, that's likely to fall in between. There's so many different range of outcomes with him, where I feel like it's not crazy to think he could have 15 sacks and be awesome and be even like, I don't know about first team all pro good, but maybe like second team all pro good, like one of the better defensive ends in the league good.
There's definitely a track where he makes the Bills look like geniuses.
Yeah. And there's also a track where he just can't stay healthy the whole year.
And to me, that's where.
And then there's a ton of outcomes in the middle.
Yeah. That's where like low risk, high reward is defined by if he's hurt and can't do anything and isn't really a big contributor and he comes up with three sacks in seven games.
You might look dumb because you're also committing $7 million next year to a guy who did nothing for you the year before.
To me, that's where, I don't know if you look dumb. If that happens, that course of action happens, the way I look at it is like, well, you knew that was possible. That's why he was $12 million instead of $30.
Right.
Because baked into the $12 million relatively low salary is, this might not work because he hasn't been able to stay healthy. And then, of course, if you hit it big, then you're going to look like a genius. You bought low on an asset that has shown some great ability over the years. So the thing I want to know next is, are the Bills right now still looking at anything in free agency? Because we talk a lot about receiver. It's almost like they have no corners. Benford's under contract. But he's the big one to wonder about for his next contract.
Yeah.
Rasul Douglas is out there on the market. So is Amari Cooper. The Bills.
Yeah.
Does this say anything about who they are or who they were last year and how they know they need blue chippers, they need avenues for players to be better than Rasul Douglas and Amari Cooper? These two guys being on most NFL free agency lists, the two best players available, they were both on the Buffalo Bills, who are a good team, who have needs at these exact two positions, and the Bills are not yet bringing them back.
Well, it either says they want blue chippers, and maybe they want to hold out in case there's a better idea that comes available at either position, or maybe they want to get significantly younger at both positions.
Sure.
They would rather, instead of signing 31-year-old Amari Cooper and 31-year-old Rasul Douglas, if that's their ages, if it's not as close, they would rather just, we're going to take a stab at a 23-year-old rookie. And just we'd rather just plug in the inexperience in those two roles rather than bring guys back that we have we're not really sure how much they have left in the tank. Or if you trust the Matthew Berry, you know, blurb from a couple weeks ago, they do believe that there isn't anything left for Cooper. So I think that's what it could mean too. I guess that's the same point though, isn't it? That they want the upside of the rookie because they feel like they need a better player at those two positions. And if you sign Cooper and Douglas, you kind of know your ceiling. Right? You know that's not going to be a blue chipper then.
Right.
Because you're pretty much know that's not in there anymore for those two guys. You're hoping at best that they can hold serve for you and just not make big mistakes. You draft a rookie and you're opening up that ceiling of, if you hit on the pick in a way that they haven't really high in the draft recently, then now I've got maybe a great player in those two roles that I don't have if I just bring back the same guys I had.
Question I would have is, how fearful should anybody be? You're talking about opening up the ceiling.
Yeah.
What about the floor?
You'd be opening up the floor, too.
But are they the least bit worried about that? The floor of Amari Cooper versus the floor of a second-round receiver they bring in? Who's got that job instead? Because if Josh Palmer is just the Cooper replacement, I mean, that might be okay.
You might already feel like you have some floor at receiver for that. I think those two positions might be a little different. Corner, it feels like there might not really be a floor.
Right, because
I know they signed Dane Jackson, but
That's depth. And Elam is gone, and he was never a part of it anyway. Like this is the overhaul of the secondary. Hamlin comes back. Hamlin went to the market and ultimately comes back on a cheap deal.
Like, if they draft a corner, Jahdae Barron from Texas, they draft him at 28 over, or at... Where the Bills pick 30th. They pick 30th. They pick him, Barron from Texas. And he comes into camp. And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
they haven't done almost anything else at corner. It's just Dane Jackson and Jamarcus Ingram behind him. And then Barron shows up, and it's Elam 2.0. They don't. He just doesn't get it. And he's holding all the time, the boxing gloves, you know, at training camp at St. John Fisher. And they don't trust him. Then, uh-oh, corner two looks like it could be a big problem all year long. If they draft a receiver, they draft Matthew Golden in the first round, and it looks like he's not really getting it, and, you know, there's some problems here. You'd be missing, you know, that skill set still, but I feel like you'd still have guys to line up and play. And you might feel like, because of Allen, too, that's the biggest point here, who your quarterback is, you might feel like you can still get away with it. And if they miss on who their corner two idea is going to be between now and the start of the year, which I think is probably going to be a draft pick, then I feel like that could hurt them a lot. They've had a floor there, and I want to believe that McDermott and the Bills defense has earned enough trust that they could just find a guy to plug in there and have it go okay. But what happens if you don't have, you know, like, for instance, when Benford shows up, Elam's not trustworthy yet. Well, good thing. We got this sixth-round guy that we do trust. He had a great camp, and he's worthy of putting him right in. What if they hadn't done that? What if Benford hadn't been the pick?
They would have traded for somebody. I mean, they traded for Douglas.
They would have done something?
Think of the last 2 years. The last 2 years, these exact positions, they've had to make deadline acquisitions to get right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you get to the start of the year and you haven't just smashed on something else that might have been a little bit lucky, either late in the draft or on a one-year contract, and then the rookie isn't good enough, that's why the corner position right now, it's more imperative that they hit on that one, I think, because of the floor question than it is at receiver or any of the defensive line positions.
If they go corner, defensive tackle, receiver in any 1-2-3 order with their first and two twos,
well,
is every person that watches this team satisfied?
Yes.
Not every person, probably, but
99%.
Wouldn't we say, like, just a corner, a receiver, a defensive tackle, you have jobs available, you have ceilings you'd like guys to step into, you have floors available, just you have holes. And this kind of gets back to, we talked earlier this week about the Rams model and the Niners and the Jaguars. They're starting to do this thing where they're leaving jobs available for rookies because you don't want to block the paths of those guys. This is something the Sabres have been trying to do. Like, oh, you don't want to block somebody. You got to leave it open. Hasn't exactly worked for them in every scenario. But the Bills here, I mean, there's a corner spot available that is not blocked.
Right.
It is the rookie's job. I'm thinking of Reggie Ragland of the Bills. Rex said he's a starter when he gets off the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever they draft in the first round, we are going to talk about, maybe not defensive tackle because of rotations, but the corner is a starter off the bus, and the receiver is a starter off the bus.
Ooh, the receiver they would draft at 30 if they were to do it?
A receiver drafted at 30 rates over Josh Palmer. Does he rate over Keon Coleman?
I don't think he has to rate over those two.
Well, that might be another point about
the corner feels like he has to.
But that might be a point about rotations again too. And this is where
maybe, but like the listed starters on week one, if they draft Matthew Golden at 30, they draft any of the guys at 30, Luther Burden.
I mean, I've seen crazy stuff like Tet McMillan dropping at 25.
Ooh, that seems crazy though.
It seems a little bit nuts, but it could happen.
But they draft a receiver at 30, and I wouldn't be surprised if your listed starters in week one was still Coleman, Palmer, Shakir.
That might be right. On snap counts,
guy would be in the mix.
Right. The most likely guy to lead them in snap counts of first round rookies taken is a corner.
Well, of those three positions, and I could even for that, you might want to group the whole defensive line together. What's the one that it would feel like you can't not do in the second round then? Because Charles McDonald did a mock draft yesterday that I found interesting from Yahoo. He's got the Bills taking Nick Emmanuel at 30.
Safety.
Who I don't see fall to 30 as often. He's never like super, super high, but that is the big 6'3", 220, super speed, you know, Kyle Hamilton comp guy. They do that.
It's funny.
Aren't we talking about going into Friday? If they were to do that, That's one. It's one possible outcome that one guy has a mock on. Then all round two, without having a third round pick, would be, all right, which one can we live without here? Can't live without drafting a corner in round two, right? And then it gets to, how are you going to feel if their defensive line moves? After that kind of being the immediate conversation after the season ended, the idea that their defensive line moves is just going to be Bosa and Ogunjobi and Hoyt. That's right. It. That's their move. They don't put a high pick into a defensive lineman.
Well, there's two things I would say there.
Because corner, I feel like they just can't. They simply can't go through round two with what they presently have without drafting a corner.
The perception, there's a couple different perceptions. Because it really would kind of be the perception that they don't spend premium assets on receiver, which they have if you include pass catcher. The reality is they don't spend premium assets on defensive tackle.
Right.
They just ignore it.
Oliver is the last one, and that's 5 years, 6 years ago.
Oliver and Dwayne Carter. That's it.
Yeah.
That's a big gap. And if they were to come out of the first two rounds of the draft, three picks, not having taken a defensive tackle, the explanation for why is easy. The board didn't fall their way. They didn't like anybody at the spots that they had. If they picked five picks earlier, maybe they get their guy. If they had somebody to agree to a trade, maybe they would.
Can I specialize even more very quickly? When's the last time they put any asset into a one technique defensive tackle? Because we've spent a lot of time this offseason on the differences, right? Between the three technique penetrator smaller guy versus the big guy that's the one technique next to him. What's the most they've spent on that guy in 5 years, 6 years? Do I have to go back to Latulale, which is 2018 when they did that? That one role, especially, which is, who's the Michigan guy? Kenneth Grant? Is he the one for that? Walter Nolan, maybe? Some of these defensive tackle ideas we've talked about that are bigger, they haven't touched that in a meaningful way in forever. That has been the role where it's just plug and play, basically. So that's one thing that makes like Emenwori really interesting, is you take him and I can get behind the idea that he's got like blue chip potential and you draft him because of the talent, but because you're picking him at a spot where it kind of feels like you already have two starters penciled in, now I'm getting to what's the position I'm ignoring.
Yeah. Well, that's where sunk cost, it's not exactly the same like sunk cost, but if they draft Emenwori, I'm going to sit here and say, I guess they have their three safety scenarios and guys that move around and guys that give them hybrid. Like Michael Hoyt's going to be a chess piece. But you're drafting Emenwori because he's this freak athlete safety. That's what Cole Bishop is. Cole Bishop's a 9.8 relative athletic score. You took a safety last year in the second round.
Right.
And if you take one in the first round this year, all right, it'd be odd. But you could understand it. It's tough not to think whoever they pick is a statement about who they have. If they take a receiver in the first round, all it means they don't trust Coleman to really take the step forward. It doesn't have to be true. If they take Emenwori, they don't trust Cole Bishop. You know, we'll see. It's interesting. But three picks in the first two rounds, defensive tackle, corner, receiver is what people, I think, would like to see the diversification be. 803-0550 on that if you want. The Bosa contract. A little interesting there. And we'll get more of your calls in. March Madness memories. You want to share some of those with us? We're going to remember some guys at 9 o'clock. These names are going to be fun. They're going to tickle parts of our brains.
By the way, before we go to break, I didn't mention. So the Bills pick in this mock draft, Emenwori at 30. 31, Kansas City takes Matthew Golden.
Okay, get out of here.
How are you going to feel that night? If the Bills draft a safety, and then for the second year in a row, the Chiefs have drafted the speed receiver that you might want.
Now I've got something for you when we get back. Sam Monson, who we had on 2 days ago, Sam Monson was going Zapruder film breakdown of Matthew Golden's 40 time. And I've never seen anybody do it like this. I want to tell you what he did when we get back, because I found it interesting, the idea of speed on film versus speed at the 40-yard dash versus, and Monson was getting deep into Zapruder film and making me question all realities of the combine. I'll explain when we get back.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.